You're listening to SBS News.
Now the result.
Graham Brady announcing the name of the winner.
Therefore, I give notice that Liz Truss is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party. We'll come up on stage.
At 47 years old, with a background in economics, Liz Truss has been a member of the British Parliament since 2010. She will be the next Prime Minister after defeating former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak in a poll of around 180,000 Conservative Party members. Liz Truss taking the floor.
Well, thank you, Sir Graham. It's an honour to be elected as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party. I'd like to thank the 1922 Committee, the party chairman, and the Conservative Party for organising one of the longest job interviews in history. Thank you very much.
Truss has held several ministerial portfolios, including foreign affairs. She was also responsible for post-Brexit negotiations, including a free trade deal with Australia, which critics say will leave UK farmers worse off. As late as 2016, Liz Truss was an opponent of Brexit and then made an about-face on the matter. This was not her first philosophical change, as she started in her youth as a supporter of the Liberal Democrats. Truss has also supported the end of the Northern Ireland Protocol, which is considered by the European Union as a violation of the UK's agreements on Brexit. This has become a major issue between London and Brussels. Liz Truss is a strong critic of Russia and was noted for immediately standing up for Ukraine as soon as the invasion started. She is also highly critical of Chinese influence and has referred to the UK's close bonds with Australia as important in face of China's growing threat. In her speech, Liz Truss emphasised her economic programme.
I will deliver a bold plan to cut taxes and grow our economy. I will deliver on the energy crisis, dealing with people's energy bills, but also dealing with the long-term issues we have on energy supply.
Liz Truss will have to govern despite a fragile legitimacy, as the vote that carried her to Downing Street is not a popular vote, but a vote by party members, which she won with the smallest margin in the history of the Conservative Party. She received around 57% of the votes by Conservative Party members, while Boris Johnson had received over 66% in 2019. Truss is the first person to achieve leadership of the party with less than 60% of its members' votes. The next election in the UK will be in 2024. Mrs. Truss is expected to be made Prime Minister by Queen Elizabeth II on Tuesday. Julien Huyer, SBS News.